To this day, the 1771 chapel has preserved the essentials of the original building. The old facade and the wall of the apse, the rounded wall whose shape you see in the sanctuary, still exist on the more recent additions. Look up at the vault suspended from the original ceiling of the chapel, itself supported by a wooden framework in the French style. The choir loft at the back dates from the same period as the vault, between 1885-1886. The decoration of the chapel as it exists today was completed in stages since the 1880s. Please pay special attention to the decorative painting of the chapel where pink, turquoise, and gray tints are enhanced with gold. Notice that the colors are a bit brighter in the sanctuary than in the nave, no doubt to draw attention to the scene of the crowning of the Blessed Virgin. Each of the scenes illustrates an episode from the life of the Virgin Mary. Dating from 1886-1889, this decorative painting of Grisaille on wood slats is the work of painter-decorator François-Édouard Meloche. Meloche was a master of the art of trompe-l'œil, the technique that gives a three-dimensional appearance to painted scenes. The decor that he completed for the chapel used the entire space of the vault and the work of Grisaille and trompe-l'œil, enhanced the span of the barrel vault. At the beginning of the 20th century, this form seemed to fall into disfavor with patrons of the arts, some of whom went so far as to call it deceiving. The chaplain, Jean-Emmanuel Filiatro, did not escape this trend, and in 1908 hired another painter-decorator to bring the chapel back into fashion. And so, Delphis Adolphe Beaulieu was given the task of washing the vault and covering it with four layers of paint. For some unknown reason, Beaulieu didn't do exactly what was stipulated in his contract. He decided to use the technique of marouflage, which consisted of painting canvas in his workshop and then gluing it to the vault of the chapel. In using this procedure, was he perhaps hoping to preserve the works of Meloche? In any case, that was the final result. However, it would take 85 years before this magnificent decor was rediscovered. Indeed, it was as a result of insulation work in the roof in 1994 that the glue holding Beaulieu's canvas started to dry out and the canvas began to come loose. To the surprise of all, the works of Meloche appeared once more. You see them today in almost the very same state as in 1889. Beaulieu hired Ozias Leduc to paint certain scenes on his canvases. You can still see part of the contribution of Ozias Leduc to the decoration of the chapel. First of all, if you turn toward the main doors of the chapel, you will see two medallions, one on either side. The first representing Marguerite Bourgeois and the other Paul de Chamédé, Sieur de Maisonneuve. If you look toward the sanctuary, you will notice two paintings on the lateral walls, each showing three angels. They are located on either side of the crowning of the Blessed Virgin, slightly above the chandeliers. In 1906, the Delphis Adolphe Beaulieu workshop fashioned the colored glass windows of the chapel. They replaced the old Grisaille windows. Notice that on the eastern side, the scenes in Beaulieu's windows correspond to the same scenes as those Meloche illustrated on the ceiling. To learn more about François-Édouard Meloche, Delphis Adolphe Beaulieu and Ozias Leduc, please select stop number 10. To continue your visit, please select stop number 11.